teen use in Montana was always very high. I mean, marijuana was ubiquitous in Montana. It still is. Medical marijuana didn't change it. It didn't change the culture of Montana at its core.
Hi, I'm Anthony Fisher for Reason TV, and I'm sitting with Rebecca Richmond Cohen, the filmmaker behind the new documentary Code of the West. Rebecca, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you briefly describe the plot of Code of the West?
So we set out to make a film about the legislative process in Montana, and we wanted to follow the public debate over medical marijuana laws. Medical marijuana was legalized in 2004 in Montana, and it was a quiet, small program. And then in about 2010, it became very visible very quickly. And because many communities in Montana didn't even have the power to create basic zoning laws, flashy dispensaries, some opened kitty corner from junior high schools with advertising that looked like it was targeted at children. Now, the interesting thing is that by a study that was designed by the Centers for Disease Control, so the federal government, it showed that teen use actually decreased by every measure steadily since 2004 when Montana first legalized. So the people who were organizing the repeal movement stood up in front of the state legislature and made claims that teen use had increased fourfold. And this information was simply not correct. I think there was a lot of fear. I think there was a lot of misinformation. And the opposition picked up on it. The fear and misinformation was fueled in no small part by statewide raids that were conducted by the federal government.
Can you describe what the Code of the West, that is the title of your film, what does that refer to?
So the Code of the West was another bill that we followed through the Montana State Legislature. And it was a bill that would codify the Cowboy Code of Ethics as the official state code of ethics. And we thought it was a great metaphor about the sort of anxiety that was also revealed in the medical marijuana debate. An anxiety that was really about the identity of Montana. And it seemed like both the people who were pushing to repeal the medical marijuana law and the people who were pushing to codify the Cowboy Code of Ethics had some sort of nostalgia for a past that was really imagined and never existed. Teen use in Montana was always very high. I mean, marijuana was ubiquitous in Montana. It still is. Medical marijuana didn't change it. It didn't change the culture of Montana at its core. So there were all these very strange and superficial debates that seemed to miss what was really going on. You know, as filmmakers, it was a great gift to make a film in Montana where we could really make a character out of the landscape. And this gave us a sort of lyrical way to explore this metaphor.
Speaking of characters, the former governor of Montana, who's depicted in your film, taking a branding iron to represent his veto of the medical marijuana repeal bill. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah. The state legislature moved to repeal the medical marijuana law, and Governor Brian Schweitzer moved to protect the will of the people and vetoed the repeal, literally with a hot stove and a branding iron on the front steps of the state capitol. And it's these sorts of moments as a documentarian when you think, wow, you know, I actually couldn't have scripted this. Reality is stranger than fiction sometimes.
And so he's a Democratic governor in a largely Republican state, and
right.
He was very popular at the time he left office. Was his veto popular?
So it depends on how you ask the question. Montanans were very frustrated with the implementation of the medical marijuana law. And so if you asked the question to most Montanans, would you rather keep the law as it is or repeal it? Most Montanans would in fact have said, we prefer repeal. Now, if you rephrased the question and said, would you prefer regulations and reform and keeping the medical marijuana program versus repeal, then a much larger percentage, 70-something percent of Montanans would have preferred just to fix the law.
Where does the issue stand now?
Yeah. Well, in some ways, we made a strange film about an outlier state. Most states are moving forward in implementing sensible marijuana policy reforms. Montana was one state that moved backwards. But it's also a really important story to tell, and I think in many ways even more important to tell now, because there's a way to do this wrong, and there's a way to do this better. And one of the wonderful things about allowing states to be the laboratories of experimentation is to figure out what we can learn from the states that have done it well, from states like New Mexico and Maine, where patients do have access to medical marijuana, yet there isn't an intense backlash. And also to consider that the federal government at any moment could come in and shut this whole experiment down, and that the Obama administration hasn't been responsive about their plans for responding to the legalization efforts in Washington and Colorado. And I think it's very telling that 2 years ago, the Obama administration spoke out against the legalization effort in California. Yet this November, they said nothing about the votes in Washington and Colorado. And I think it's also equally telling that more people in Colorado voted for marijuana than they voted for Barack Obama. And so I think it's a real opportunity for the administration to re-examine our draconian drug policies, their failures, and to think through a more sensible way to govern this.
Thank you so much, Rebecca Richmond-Cohen. The film is Code of the West. For Reason TV, I'm Anthony Fisher.